From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. I cannot believe the first headline that I am going to read for you right now, and I think you'll understand why in just a moment. North America, beware. Why? Well, you know, having traveled in so many, many countries of the world, I have found it very, very difficult to see a headline like this. I never thought that I would see a warning like this for my country. North America, beware. Once again, religious freedom under assault. And also, Christian dies for beliefs every 5 minutes. And there's the sign, stop the killing of Christians. Oh, that shocked me. Let me just ask Jack a question. Maybe this is going through your mind. God has called Jack to do something very, very special, and that is to warn America. Exactly the answer to that first headline that you saw, America, beware. Jack, why do you believe that you have to warn America right now?
In Ezekiel 3:17, God says, I have made you, Jack Van Impe, a watchman. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them, the world, warning from me. Ezekiel 33:3, blow the trumpet and warn my people. In Acts 20:29, Paul said, grievous wolves will enter in among you. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. And that's the way I feel. But I must be true to God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also in the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come. It's arrived. In Luke 21:25, Jesus said, nations will be in distress and mass confusion. It's here. And then, of course, the tribulation period is a 7-year time covering Revelation chapter 6 to 18. And listen to the Old Testament, Jeremiah 30, verse 7, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It's the time of Israel's trouble. Daniel 12, 1, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation to the same time. Exactly what Christ said in Matthew 24, 21, for then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be again. And it is called the Great Tribulation in Revelation chapter 7, verse 14.
Jack, I've had a lot of people ask me this question. What in the world do you think is going to happen next? Everyone has apprehension, I think, right now. And they say, what do you think will happen next? And so, Jack, what do you think will happen in the next thing on God's calendar?
Oh, I think the coming of the Lord is right at the door, Rexella. Do you know that's the final sign? Please study 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 8. This Antichrist and false prophet cannot come to power until we, the believers, are raptured, gone. When we hear the words, come up hither, Revelation 4, 1, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 to 18 is going to occur. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What I'm about to describe, you and I believe, because the coming of the Lord is right at the door, because the final sign is the one world religion. Out of 1,000 signs, we're right at the last one. And we're going to be gone. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour of testing which shall come upon the whole world. The Church of Philadelphia in Revelation 3:10 is taken because they're living for the Lord. The Laodicean church is left behind. Though they knew the language, though they could quote scripture, though they could preach sermons, they're not going to be taken because of their lukewarm indifference. He says, I know your works, you're neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because you're neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. You know what the word spew is in the Greek? Emio. God says, I'll vomit you out of my mouth. He is so sick of some of these Christians. The Bible teaches false prophets and false Christs are coming. Matthew 24, verses 5, 11, and 24. And it's all demonically controlled. Let me just show you something. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The devil, your adversary, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may, here it is, devour. Now, the Antichrist comes to power in Revelation 13:1, and his power is described in Daniel 7:23 as he devours the whole world. And that's why he has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, Revelation 13:7, and all who dwell upon the earth whose names are not written in the book of life worship him. And the reason he's worshipped is because there's a false prophet there. And Yahweh God says in Jeremiah 14:14, the prophets are lying prophets in my name. I have not sent them. And boy, this guy is really a lying prophet as he promotes the worship of the Antichrist found in 1 John 2:18, 1 John 2:22, 1 John 4, verse 2, and 2 John, verse 1, 7, four times. Now, here is how he does it. Evil spirits. Revelation 13, verse 11, as he comes to power, this false prophet has the two horns of a lamb identifying him with Christianity. For Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, John 1:29, but he speaks as a dragon. And that ties him in with Satan, who is the dragon of Revelation 20, verse 2. And so you get all these false prophets, all Christs, liars, deceivers, apostates. And Jude speaks about it in chapter 1, verse 3. He says, we are to earnestly contend for the faith once and for all delivered unto the saints. For there are ungodly men who are ordained of old to bring this Antichrist to power. But it's not going to last forever, because verse 14 of Jude says, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are among them about their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and all the hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. And all this ungodliness controlled by satanic powers both for the Antichrist and the false prophet. We are in the last hours, folks. That's why I'm so serious today. Prepare to meet your God, Amos 4:12.
Protestants and Catholics alike are very concerned about the persecution already happening among the Christians. Exterminate Christians, they're saying. Exterminate them. Get rid of them. Close pyramids and the Sphinx. And of course, that is in Egypt. In grief and defiance, Baghdad's Christians return to the scene of attack. And killer words, Muslims text death threats to Christians. And Iranian pastor refuses to recant faith despite death sentence. Now, you know, friends, I think that's very courageous. If someone were to come to you and say, recant, get rid of your faith in Jesus Christ, or you die, would you refuse? Oh, how strong we need to be in these days. Now, the Bible does give some predictions about what's happening right now as far as the persecution of Christians worldwide and Jewish people globally, Jack,
right.
Okay?
Last year, 105,000 Christians died in Muslim countries. And Rexella read the two headlines about the Coptic Christians in Egypt and the Chaldean Christians in Iraq. They've marched into their Catholic churches, killed the priests in front of the eyes of the people, and killed most of the members of the church. I've told you this a number of times. Let me tell you once again. There were 10 Christian missionaries in Afghanistan who had served the people for 20 and 30 years. They're driving down the street, two carloads. They stop them and they see a Bible on the front seat and take them all out and put bullets in the back of their heads. They were not put to death because they had burned a Quran. They were put to death because they owned a Bible. And the same thing happened in Somalia as four Roman Catholic people were trying to pass out Bibles given to them by the hundreds in the Catholic Church to the people, and he took them and put bullets in the back of their heads. Now listen to me. We are going to see persecution. Matthew 5, verses 10 to 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you. For my sake, Jesus said, rejoice, be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. 2 Timothy 3:12, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And when we get to Galatians 6:12, they're being persecuted for the cross of Christ, which Islam hates. Jews, yes. Jesus said to his people in his day in Matthew 24:9, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It's here. John 16:2, whosoever kills you will think he's doing God a service. To the Christians, Revelation 6:9, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for their testimony about Jesus. Revelation 20, verse 4, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the word of Jesus and for the testimony which they held, because they would not receive the mark of the beast, 666, the Antichrist and the false prophet, the one world religion. Hear me, folks. Be faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. Revelation 2:10, to lay at the feet of Jesus, and Revelation 4:10 and 11. And start telling the people, get ready! Jesus is about to come.
All right, my friends, I trust that you will certainly take to your heart what we're going to say right now. Don't you wish that the war on terror were over? I wish that I could say that it is. But is it? Take a look at some of the headlines we're going to show you right now. War on Terror is not over yet. Now that's Charles Krauthammer, who has given that statement, the Islamist threat inside our military. Can you believe that one? How 9/11 changed America. These painful blows will mark the beginning of the wiping out of America and the infidel West. Of course, that was Osama bin Laden who made that statement.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, very soon, the leader of the New World Order, the Antichrist, and the false prophet will see that peace is made through the UN or some other way. And you've been hearing all about it in the UN. And they say, we want to become a state. And yet they will not even recognize Israel as a state. Israel does not exist on Muslim maps. But they're going to settle it. Yes, they're going to become a state. You say, how do you know that? Because Joel 3, verse 2 says World War III breaks out on the entire world because they divided the land and divided Jerusalem. So watch for it. And that thing will only last for 42 months, and then all hell breaks loose. Daniel 9:27.
Something else is coming also, and that is the coming of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How wonderful to know that he said, if I go away, I will come again. He's going to stop all of this. How good it is to have him in our lives as our Savior right now, ready for his return. Whatever you're in, I don't care if it's alcohol, drugs, or whatever, the Lord can forgive. He can be your Savior. That's why he came. Oh, Jack, give the invitation for us.
So important. What a precious Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin because of that beautiful cross. Would you pray that now? Lord Jesus, I'm tired of my sin. I'm tired of my addiction. I'm tired of living this way. Come into my heart. Cleanse me. Wash me. Save me. Give me joy as I receive you this day as my Savior. Jesus, come into my heart now. I ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As I said, that's why Jesus came, to be your Savior. He loves you. He died for you. He died for me. How wonderful to have Him in your life. If you prayed that prayer with Jack, write to me. There's my address. I'll send you this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord wants to walk with you in another direction from which you're going right now. He'll guide you. He'll forgive you. He'll lead you. Be your Savior. And now, our offer of the week. And I'll tell you, it's so important that you have it. Here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. Oh, my friend, to order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now, once again, here's Rexella.
Oh, friends, I really, really love this saying because it's so very true. I trust it will go to your heart and be true in your life. Christianity is more than a name. It is a life. How wonderful to live for the Lord. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we, so very much. Bye-bye.